Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you
welcome to week 202 of the Healing Fountain Show. This is a trans world co-creation, and this is John Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom. And our special guest today is Paul W. Sutherland, who is from the United Kingdom, but he's over in Sweden at the moment. And we do have listeners from all over the planet. And right now we're going to go over to America to connect with our Gary Moore. He's back on the airwaves. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. And welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. I am pleased to be back online. So let's do another radio show. Let's get another one going.
Yeah, we missed you last week. We had a good night last week, we did miss you. Pardon?
Like a train wreck?
No, you know what I mean. Anyway. We're going to open the show today with a Take That song requested by Paul. And as you know, I'm a big fan of Take That, and I've worked with Gary Moore as well, and Gary Barlow, who lives in
He keeps showing up,
away
doesn't
from
he?
Me. Pardon?
He keeps showing up, doesn't he?
He does.
Turns up like a.
And in fact, I'll tell you a little story about Gary Barlow. When he was working solo, and he was working with our band, he was using my sound man to get his sound, of course. And
he tried to poach him. And I said, it's a good job I was married to the bloke, isn't it? Well, I still am. But, yeah, he would have poached my sandman if he could have got a chance. But never mind. It's all water under the bridge. And I really enjoyed working with him. And, in fact, he's even mentioned us in his book. I think it's called Take That. And he's got little clippings from club bookings. You know, when you get the billboards, he's got a clipping at the front and the back. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to play this song because it's a brilliant song written by Gary, I think, and it's called The Flood.
Great.
Oh,
Oh, that's a gorgeous song. Lovely. And it's thundering and lightning. Well, it was raining earlier today here, but it's fine.
Was it really?
At the moment. Pouring down.
Well, I got to tell you, your song, your new one, that Light of Love, I featured that on the Daddy G Show last Saturday to tremendous acclaim. They really loved it. So,
oh,
thank you,
lovely.
For
thank you very
to
much.
Me.
Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
thank you. And well, we're going to bring our guest on in just a moment. We're going to be speaking. Well, Paul is going to be speaking. It's Paul W. Sutherland about the law of attraction and the law of creation, and how he distinguishes between them, and how does the law of attraction work for everybody? And does it work for you, Gary?
Oh, it
I
does.
Think we'll bring Paul on and see what he's got to say about it. So are you there, Paul?
And yes, I'm here, yeah.
Hiya, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome.
When you said,
hello, Paul.
Thanks, Gary. Hey, Gary. When you said at the top of the show there, John, that there should be no recreational drugs or alcohol, that just applies to the listeners, not the guests.
Well, that is just something we've got to do legally. We've got to do that legally, so don't take too much. Well, does it apply to the host as well? Who knows? No, I always
now
sound...
Now she tells us.
Fact, there are people who think that I'm permanently on something, but I'm not, honestly. I just get high from doing what I do, you know, and I just start giggling and, you know, I'm just how I am. I'm not under the influence of anything except my
I'm
own...
I'm the same way. I don't need that stuff. I'm crazy enough.
Me too.
Me too.
Okay. So the law of creation is what you would like to be speaking about, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, the law of creation is something that wasn't actually coined by me. It was coined by a guy called Randy Shaw, the author of A Bug-Free Mind, and something I spoke about quite extensively in our last interview that I did a few weeks ago. The law of attraction, for me, has become a circus. And I've written a few articles on it.
Yes, and books as well. Yeah,
I'm actually just in the middle of writing... Well, not in the middle, I'm just starting to write another one called Breaking the Law of Attraction. It's something that I kind of looked at years ago, and more or less jumped on the bandwagon that everybody did, until I began to realize that it was a bandwagon. And if there's anybody listening thinking that I'm going to be all woo-hoo and rah-rah about the law of attraction, then maybe it's better that you switch off now. one of the things that I did try and put forward in something that I wrote quite recently was the whole concept, or there's a fatal flaw, or what I see as a fatal flaw in the law of attraction, in that the core principles seem to be based on three specific steps: ask, believe, receive. So if you go with the popularized movies like The Secret, you ask for something, you believe you're going to get it, and you receive it. Does that happen in the real world? I don't think so. So basically what they're saying is you state your intention or your desire, you conceive the ways in which the universe will help you to get it, and then they show the universe that you're grateful for
getting it.
what you have, and you're going to receive more of it.
Mm.
Now, okay, that's simplified, or it's simplified quite a bit. But if you look at the big picture, it's estimated that around 200 million people watch The Secret, or watch the movie, or as I like to call it, the pseudo-documentary. And
I did.
Yeah, I've watched
many
it
times.
Well. Yeah, that's back in the days when I was sound asleep. But 19 million copies of the book were sold. So the question that I have asked, and nobody can seem to answer, and it's not something that I can answer myself, is other 200 million shiny, happy millionaires running about saying that The Secret changed their life or that the book changed their life. Now, along with Andy Shaw, the author of A Bug Free Mind, did a bit of research, and I looked at this myself. And if you look at the figures on people who are millionaires in the world, because this seems to be what The Secret and all these other books was about. It didn't seem to be any great depth or spirituality to it.
Hmm.
It was all about making money or how quickly you could get things, which should have been a red flag
to get material things, material wealth, and that sort of thing. Yes.
So if that's what's saying that, and you look at the figures, there's approximately 10.9 millionaires around the world and 11 million ultra-high net worth individuals. In other words, people who are very wealthy.
Yeah.
If you look at those figures and compare it to the world population, that equates to about 0.157% of the world population. And I would think that of that 0.157%, virtually none of them have heard of The Secret, watched it, or read it.
That's true.
And that was kind of an awakening for me, in that I had been baffled, hoodwinked, call it whatever you want to, by all the razzmatazz, all the other stuff that was going on around the law of attraction. And there's very few people who are actually prepared to stand up and be counted, because there's still a huge bandwagon surrounding The Secret. There's so many believers. It's almost like a religion in some places. But if I can just quote Dr. Robert Anthony, the author of The Secret of Deliberate Creation. Have you heard of Robert Anthony, Jan?
No, I haven't. No, but I heard of The Secret of Deliberate Creation. Deliberate Creation. I've heard of that. So.
Okay. If I could just quote what he says, and I think he's actually got it on his sales page at the moment. And what he actually says is, fact is, most of what has been taught about manifestation and the law of attraction borders on metaphysical malpractice. I'll even go on record right here, right now, in front of the whole law of attraction community and say, I believe that if there was a board of review like there are for most practicing professionals, they'd be very busy shutting down a lot of these so-called masters and doctors. Because after listening to the manifestation experts, you may have been led to believe that all you have to do to manifest your dreams is to set your intention, send out positive thoughts, and believe that the universe will magically provide it for you. Then you're told to keep repeating the process until the manifestation has happened. In other words, what they're saying is, if my XYZ secrets to manifestation don't work for you, it's because you didn't stick with it long enough. And I think that pretty much sums up a lot of what is taught around the law of attraction. And I don't think it will be a long time coming, but I think you'll see a downturn in the number of people who subscribe to that doctrine.
Well, in one way, Paul, with respect, I hope not, because I think it always helps to keep as positive as you can, because there's so much, so many horrible things going on in the world at the moment, that if you're not careful, you can get so depressed and down with it all, that I think to keep high, which does obviously help people around you. In fact, I've just written a song about it this week. I've just recorded it, but it's not mixed yet. But and it's about keeping positive, because if you keep positive, it's like a ripple in the ocean. It spreads around to everybody around you. And why be miserable about something we can't change in any case?
Mm-hmm.
We might as well keep positive, keep hoping. I think where there's life, there's hope, and where there's hope, there's life. And, you know, I think it's sort of dodgy ground. Yeah. Because I think you
I think that's how a new world is created as well.
Yeah, and you attract what you focus on. So if you focus on negativity, you're going to attract that. And if you focus on positivity, you attract that. And, you know, so even if you're never rich, and I think really, apart from the people in half of the world who are starving, because the people with all the money don't share it with them, and including ourselves, you know, I think it doesn't hurt if we send money to these sort of places that need to get water and food there. Apart from those people, I think most of us get mainly what we need for our best, in our best interest at that moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying don't be positive, Jan. What I'm saying is the law of attraction in its present form is doing more harm than good.
Yeah, well, if you've written a book about it and you've got some sort of good nuggets of advice in there, I'll certainly send for one. Could you tell us what the book's called, Paul, please?
It'll be Breaking the Law of Attraction.
Breaking the Law of Attraction.
Yeah, it's time to awaken.
Yeah.
So as soon as it's ready, I'll send you a copy.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. But did you write something else as well?
I've got my main book, which was Orion and the Wildcat, but that was written back in 2011. That's on a completely different track.
And what's that one about, Paul?
I guess in a way it's kind of related to the law of attraction and how I attracted a lot of bad things into my life, including a marriage that lasted 3 months.
Is that a record? No, I don't think it's a record. No. There's some Hollywood.
And the next question I have to ask is, there really any such thing as good or bad? Or are we judging things too superficially that way?
Good question, Gary. Very good question. If you look at it from
when we zoom out and get a larger view of the picture, sometimes what we originally viewed as bad can be turned into something positive.
Yeah. Who was it that said there's nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so?
That's right.
Was that Emerson, possibly? Don't quote me on that. I'm just guessing it was Emerson. someone that I've came across, and I've mentioned a couple of times now, Andy Shaw, who wrote A Bug Free Mind, he has basically stood up and said that a lot of what has been taught, it's not that it's bad pupils, it's bad teachers. And a lot of the people who are out there teaching the law of attraction or any other name that you want to give it aren't fully living it themselves. And I think the major downside to it is a lot of people are just in it for the money factor.
So they're attracting the fortunes, aren't they?
They're attracting their fortunes, But is that being of service to others?
Well, I think you've got to keep the freedom to expand on new ideas and put them out and about, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And let people take on board what they want to take on board and use in their life whatever they want to use or discard it if they don't want to use it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I think, were cashing in on the law of attraction and the whole secret. They were riding the waves of the secret. And even the ones that appeared in the secret have later, some of them, turned out to experiment and expand into something that would be viewed as negative. In the example of James Arthur Ray, for example, him dealing with Native American things that got him in the trouble that he wound up in. He was one of the ones that appeared as one of the gurus, if you will, in the film The Secret. And the film itself sold like hotcakes. And I pondered the same things over and over, you know, as I began to use The Secret and in a lot of ways, it changed my life. It did change my thinking. It altered my thinking in a very good way. And it was still a learning curve and so forth. And I was asking, you know, where's my stuff? You know, where's my material wealth and abundance, you know, that I had been intending? And I truly got with spirit on it. And the answer came back, I made a decision long ago to walk this spiritual path. And whatever it was I was intending didn't necessarily gel with that. And what I was manifesting, as it turned out and continues to turn out, it did. It was more in alignment with that. Of that spiritual walk that I made the decision to walk on a long time ago. So it does work. It may not be as described in the film, but it, you know, in my experience it works, but it works according to my own reality. And I think we all create our reality as we go along.
And it's your reality that decides whether it's worked or not, isn't it? It's what you perceive.
Exactly.
Is a blessing as opposed to a non-blessing, and you can make even non-blessings into a blessing by thanking it for the lesson it's taught you, can't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
And Holy Moses in the chat room is saying it was Shakespeare, Hamlet, who said it was thinking that makes it so. And it is, and that is exactly, he was so tuned in, wasn't he, Shakespeare, when you think about what, for the time, he was so tuned in, as was Einstein and a lot of people who've gone before us that came up with all these brilliant ideas. And it's tuning with spirit that makes it so that they're so enlightened, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think the upshot of it is, and as Andy tries to point out, it's more a question of mindset and the way that you think and the way that you take action on things. And the way he describes it is more or less to say that nothing else will work until you have cleared your mind of all the bugs. And anything else that you try and put on there is almost like putting software onto a hard drive with a virus.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter how many personal development books you read. It doesn't matter how many personal development or self-help programs you do. It doesn't matter how many seminars you attend, because I've been there myself, so I can say wholeheartedly that I know that there's other people who have done the same thing. They've read a book, they've listened to a program, or they've watched a DVD, or they've gone to a seminar, and there's been a kind of buzz there, and the energy's high, and you feel, you know, okay, I've done that now, I'm here to take on the world. And 2 days later, it's gone. You slip back into your own reality, because the euphoria has died down.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you can find a way to sustain that beyond the euphoria, and the ego has a big part to play in that as well.
The ego
doesn't want you to get this. The ego doesn't want you to move outside your comfort zone. The ego wants to keep you safe, and that is another thing that you have to. Some people say you need to kill off the ego, or you need to lose the ego. I don't think that's entirely possible, but it's something that you need to tame within yourself, because, again, it plays a huge part. The ego says, yeah, you've read that book, you know that. Yeah, you've attended that seminar, you know that. Yeah, you've listened to that program, you know that. Yeah, Secret Deliberate Creation, that was brilliant. It was absolutely fabulous. Now, off you go and do what you've got to do. And you feel good, because, you know, you've got all this information, you've got all this knowledge. The thing is, information and knowledge are absolutely useless unless you do something with it.
Well, that's right, but I mean, just getting off the couch and getting out there and learning something is never wasted, is it? And, you know, just the physical act of doing that keeps you lively and alive and, you know, meeting people and keeps you going, doesn't it? Apart from the whatever you learn when you get there, apart from, you know, going on mind
expanding. Well, I think it's what you learn along the way is what's vitally important. I think that the path is actually the destination rather than where you think you're going, but where you are in the moment is really the destination.
Well, it's
the
journey
good in
that counts,
moment.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the journey that counts. And, I mean, I've lived in this house that I'm in now for 20 years, and I'm still waiting for the conservatory at the front to go on 20 years later. I'm still waiting for loads and loads of things to be done. I mean, I have had loads of things happening along the way. And somebody said to me, are you not fed up because you haven't got everything done yet after all these years of doing it bit by bit? Because it was semi-derelict when we bought the place. And I said, no, because if I'd have moved in and it had all been done in the first 3 months, I'd have had no highs along the way, would I? Everything would have been done. And as I said, it's the journey that counts, not actually getting to where you think you're going. So I'm really pleased.
And the challenges you meet along the way, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's what makes life worth living, I think. Not having everything put into your lap straight away.
Well, I think when we do the meditation part, I've got a meditation in mind that I'm going to do, but it's kind of a meditation stroke mind journey. And the mind can't tell the difference between a real and an imagined experience. And I think that's something that's also missing from the teachings, in that it's imagination. Was it Einstein that said imagination is more important than knowledge?
Yeah.
Right.
So if the mind can't tell the difference
previews
between
of life's
real,
coming attractions.
Yeah. So that's what I want to try and demonstrate in the meditation that we're going to be doing later on. That
wonderful.
Your mind can't differentiate between what's real and what's imagined.
Great.
Well, that sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It'll be a trip.
Yeah. Well, do we want our mind to tell the difference? I mean, because we're creating our own reality. If I create my own reality and somebody says to me, that is not a reality that you've created, if in my mind it is my reality and I'm happy with it, does it matter?
Mm-hmm. You know,
we create a reality as we go along.
What do you say, Paul?
Did you notice the words we were using there? You said created, not attracted.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about the law of creation, aren't you?
Yep.
And it's what
and that's
we what
you should be doing.
Yeah, creating.
We don't
yeah.
attract, we create.
Hmm.
We are here to create.
That's the point.
That's really
to
believe that. That's our
yeah.
That's our job. To infiltrate space with ideas and concepts of thought.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be bad. Okay, then. So shall we play a little video first, and we'll do the ceremonies, and then we'll get into your fabulous meditation. I can't wait to hear that. What that's going to be about. And so I'm going to give the switchboard, if Gary wants to cue the people for pulling up the players and muting the sound, et cetera, et cetera.
I can do that.
So, thanks,
and,
Gary.
And as you all are in the chat room with the link, go ahead and click the YouTube link.
Oh, hang
put
on.
It in there again.
Can we just hang on 1 minute with that? We do have a caller. Shall we find out if the caller's got a question or would like to speak to Paul or...
Why, certainly. Go right ahead.
Okay, it's Greg Mason. Hello.
Hi this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I was listening to your some of what you were saying, and one of my questions was, like, just as far as being able to manifest with the law of attraction, I think you're saying that some people... they do a lot of seminars and stuff, but it's not coming through. And my question was, I noticed that a lot of people who are intuitive, in touch with the spirit, okay, that whenever you have that gift, I find out that as people want to use you to help themselves, there's power and energy to do that because you're both in agreement, you know, like two flames coming together.
Yeah.
And I think though that there are a lot of people that help others, but you'll hear people say, well, I have an easier time hearing from the spirit for other people, but it's more difficult for myself. I've heard that a lot. And one of the things that I've understood, like with the law of attraction and stuff, is that you also need coaches that encourage you to use your own energy to create your own reality, that are helping you with that, so that, you know, it creates more energy. And I wondered if you guys had any comments on that.
Well, we'll let Paul answer you on that point in a minute, but getting back to the one about getting information for yourself rather than other people, I think what we all have to do is just go into the quiet and learn to hear what Spirit is saying to you. And don't forget, it's not so much that we can't hear what they're saying to us with information for ourselves. Sometimes we don't want to hear it, and so we discount it. And so we know that we've been given a direction to go, or we know that we've been given an answer, but we don't particularly like what we're being advised to do, so we just ignore it. Do you find that?
Okay, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, whereas if you're giving the information to someone else, you've got it through, and so you're giving them that, and then it's up to them what they do with it. But, I think that's what that's all about. But if you want to answer the point about the attraction, Paul, and creation.
Yeah, I can do. Sorry, just muted there for a few seconds. I believe that's absolutely true, that most people do need some kind of coach or some kind of coaching. And as I said before, there's no such thing as bad students. It's only bad teachers. I know that there's people running around out there that are 18, 19, 20 years old that are life coaches, and they've got a certificate to say that they're a life coach because they've done $10 course. Mm. Gary, there's no such thing as good or bad. only thinking makes it so. But that's just part and parcel of the kind of world that we live in right now. And I believe it's probably disillusioning a lot of people because they're getting the wrong information. And they're not really getting into the meat of where they should be because there's too much superficial stuff out there. I think that's really the point that I'm trying to make. A lot of the stuff is superficial, and it won't help you on a deeper level. It won't help you to become enlightened, let's put it that way. What's he saying? There are things that I do that I know will evolve. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I should change that word coach to somebody that has the natural ability to amplify your energy. That might be a better word, coach.
Yeah.
I mean, to help the individual to tap into that energy within them, because it is within all of us.
Yeah.
And to empower that individual to show that individual that power does exist, and it exists no place else other than within them, and to get them to tap into that power and use it, that will take care of them, you know.
We don't need a guru.
No, we don't.
We are our own guru, and our higher self knows everything. And so to get information, you tune into your higher self and ask your higher self what it is you need for your best good. if you're going to say good or bad. Do you know what I mean? Well, for your best, for the benefit, to benefit yourself, you do need to be able to contact your higher self.
I heard something that, that Wayne Dyer said, which is very interesting. He says you just have to say three things to yourself. I am all-knowing, I am all-powerful, I am God. Now, a lot of people would have a problem with that because they wouldn't say, I am God. But if you think
right,
about it,
right.
You are.
Well, we're all part of God, aren't we? We're a spark of the light, which is God.
Absolutely.
We are an extension of God energy. Yeah, we are an extension of source energy. However,
yeah, so we know
it.
Everything. We know everything mm-hmm. without sounding big-headed about it.
And that's the thing, John.
So,
you're absolutely right. We do know everything. It's
but we
only
forget,
the things
we've forgotten.
Forgotten.
Yeah, we've forgotten a lot of it. And so,
and you need the correct right. guidance to get to the knowledge that you've forgotten.
Yeah, but
a,
I find...
And the more you tap into that, the less the ego becomes involved, really, because when you, you know, think about it, you know, you are that which you call God. To put that a different way, you're part of the way the universe is becoming aware of itself. And we do that with our experience.
Yeah, and if you want to tap into knowledge... It said that when you need a particular lesson, the teacher appears. And if I walk into a library, I can put my hand on the book which is going to help me the most at that moment, just by walking around and just sensing which book it is that I need.
Or you can open a book at a certain page.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and the and there is the answer that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Bible, you know, I mean, many times I've opened the Bible, and although I'm not greatly religious, I'm more spiritual than religious, the answers, are, a lot of the answers are in that as well.
Sure, and the Bible is a good spiritual
yeah.
book.
It is, yeah.
And I don't think I've ever been religious. I only go to church for hatches, matches, and dispatches.
yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, If you do this, you'll be punished by God. If you do that, you'll be rewarded, which was really just a poor description that tried to map out a path in life for us to follow, largely with deplorable results because, of, you know, like I said, there's really no such thing as good or bad. Now, there are choices we make that will evolve us, and there are choices that we make that will not necessarily evolve us, but they're neither good nor bad, and there's no God waiting to punish us or reward us because we've done one or the other.
Well,
yep.
that's right. But having said that, we do set in motion things which work either for us or against us. And so what
like
goes around comes round. Yeah, I'm quite a big believer in what goes around comes round. And if you do things to hurt other people, you're going to get hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm. Because you're hurting yourself to begin with.
Did that answer your question, Greg?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of good stuff. It really helped a lot.
Great. Okay, then, thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to get on with the ceremonies and we can do the meditation. So I'm going to put you on mute. And
okay,
thank you,
you
so much. And thank you, Paul, for answering the question there. Really,
no
really
problem.
Well.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll get back to the video. Okay,
back to the video.
It's still there. Okay, so I'll get back over to the studio, the switchboard. And
okay, and I'll post the link in the chat room one more time and get everyone to click the YouTube link, pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound, and return the counter to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and there's my heart and Jen Christie in her devilishly inimitable, angelically inimitable fashion.
We'll keep the devil out of it, if you don't mind. Thank you, because I like to keep positive.
It's time we forgive the devil too. She will cue us and synchronize us all accordingly. So there
right.
we go. Here
well,
come the hearts.
This YouTube is by Paul Sutherland himself, our guest today, and it's called Allowing. And so I've uploaded the soundtrack for the people listening on the radio. And so I'm going to count you down now so that you can all press play together. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
I love how she does that.
Mm-hmm. And right now it's time to light our candle. We light our candle to set our intention, and we honor our spiritual diversity by recognizing the light within all of us. Fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, does help us to manifest our goals. We set our intention and manifest our goals, and our goals are, as usual, here today, to send out healing and love and light to all around the world. So I've lit my candle and the Nag Champa, which creates positivity and purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to call in the light. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia Corey. Right now, I'd like to sing the words Moses used when he was asking God to heal his sister. So I'd like you to sing along once you get the tune. I'm sure the Essenes must have sung this because it must be 7,000 or 8,000 years old. And it goes like this.
Elna, Elna, Rafana. Rafanala, Ana, Elna, Rafanala, Ana, Elna, Rafanala, Ana, Elna, Rafanala, Ana. Rafanala,
last time.
Ana, Elna, Rafanala.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. Thank you.
And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I want everyone just to feel grounded. Be still as you can. And if you can, have your feet firmly on the floor. Now we're going to take 3 deep breaths. Take a deep breath now, filling your lungs with air, breathing in through the nose, and breathe out through the mouth. And again, take a deep breath in through the nose, filling your lungs with air. And breathe out slowly through your mouth. Okay, last one. Breathe in. Fill up your lungs with air. And breathe gently out through your mouth. Now I want you to feel your toes. Focus on your toes, relax your toes, feel the soles of your feet, relax the soles of your feet, feel them relaxing. Now bring your focus to your ankles. Feel your ankles relaxing and feel that relaxation moving up through your calves to your knees and into your thighs. And at the same time, I want you to imagine a pure blue light entering in through your toes and following the relaxation up through your feet, your calves, your thighs. Now allow the blue light to fill the center of your body. Feel it around your lungs, around your heart, and flowing down through your arms into the very tips of your fingers. And finally, feel the blue light moving up through your neck, relaxing your throat, relaxing all your facial muscles, relaxing your scalp, and now you feel totally relaxed. Now I want you to imagine you're standing at the bottom of a mountain. It's a warm summer's day. There's a slight breeze blowing. You have a full backpack and you're ready to climb the mountain. You set off up the path that takes you round the side of the mountain, and as you walk, take in all the glory of nature, the trees, the grass, the meadows. Hear the sounds of the birds and hear the sounds of the animals all around you. Immerse yourself in nature. Now you've been walking for about an hour and you decide that you're going to stop and have some lunch. So you remove your backpack and take out your lunch and you eat and drink as your eyes take in the glorious surroundings and you can see for miles around. Now I want you to continue, put back on your backpack and continue up the mountain. The sun's warm now. It's almost midday. The temperature reaching 26, 27 degrees. But you're almost at the top. And now you find that you have no water. You need to quench your thirst. But there is no water for miles around. Suddenly a helicopter appears and lifts you off the mountain and takes you back down to your home. Now you're inside your house and you go to the fridge. You open the fridge and you feel the coolness of the fridge as you open the door. And you take out a large jug of water and you pour the water into a glass. Then you take a lemon. You cut the lemon in half. Feel the zest as you pull the knife through the lemon. And you pick up one half of the lemon and you feel the texture in your fingers as you squeeze the lemon into the water. Now you take the other half of the lemon and you put it in your mouth and you bite down on the lemon and feel the lemon juice running down your tongue, down your lips. Now I want to bring you back. I'm going to count back up slowly from 5 to 1 and just gently ease yourself out of the relaxed state. And 5 on 4, on 3, on 2, on 1. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for the beautiful meditation, Paul. It was gorgeous. And if you'd like to close your chakras, just pretend you have doors and go to the top of your head, closing them as you go down. Thank you to the angelic realm for being here, and to Paul W. Sutherland. And if you want to get in touch with Paul, his website is www.paulwsutherland.com. Thank you also to Gary for being here, but don't go yet, because we're going to play another great song chosen by Paul in 1 second. Are you still there, Paul?
Still here, yeah. Still here.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much. This is Enya playing. That's Caribbean Blue. Thank you so much for the wonderful meditation. You said that's the first time you've done that.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Brilliant.
What I'd like to know is, when you bit into the lemon, did you salivate?
Everybody does. Even just thinking about doing that.
I did more than salivate. I was wincing.
That's the whole point. Yeah,
I know.
The whole point. The mind cannot tell the difference between a real and imagined experience.
Right. Right.
That's true. But it does help people who've had limbs removed, doesn't it? Because if you get a mirror and put it so that they can see and it looks like they've got the leg at the other side, they don't get the phantom pains as much. Mm. So it's really wonderful that we know things like that. Anyway, just to get back to the music, you've got John Farnham coming up now. You're the voice.
Good evening. Here is the news.
Whoa, that's John Farnham there. You're the voice. And he's the voice. And the voice tonight, or today, wherever you are in the world, with Paul W. Sutherland. And you can get him on www.paulwsutherland.com. If you want to ask any questions about law of attraction or law of creation or anything like that. Okay then, well, next week we do have Healing for Inner Peace with Marcus. And the week after, we have our psychic Jethro back on the show. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you once again to Paul for the wonderful meditation. Thank you to Gary for being here again.
thank you, Jan. Thank you, Paul. And looking forward to next week. We haven't had Marcus on with us in a while, so looking forward to that as well.
It's so hard to get a hold of. But, we've had a brilliant day today. Thank you very much to Paul. And we're going to play out with the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. So I've got to press this now because we're going to run out of time. So thank you, everybody. Thanks for being here. And thank you for helping us to co-create the wonderful healing energy.
Thanks, John.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
I love you all.
Me too. Come back soon, Paul.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Thank you.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Let's do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta